Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the first pick in the 1996 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Allen Iverson from Georgetown University.
That's when the first pick was actually good. That goes back to this day, June 26, 1996. On this day, the Sixers selected Allen Iverson as the first pick in the NBA draft. Now, you can go back to the day that they took Ben Simmons as the first pick in the NBA draft, and now you want to throw up when you see what they got. The process never was, never would have, and never will work, and never has worked. And it was over from the day they started. By the way, good morning. It's Saturday morning. I got so much to talk about. I'm going to get to the phones early because we have so much going on this morning. I mean, a lot. Obviously, the Ben Simmons situation still hovers around us. But, I'm thinking, now just think about this scenario here. Suppose that Scam Hinkie didn't trade Drew Holiday to New Orleans to get Nerlens Noel. All right, just suppose that's the case. Then just suppose that they didn't take that stiff, another bad round first round draft pick, Michael Carter Williams, who's played with six teams now. He flat out stinks and always did. I don't care whether he won the rookie of the year or not. Just suppose they kept Drew Holiday, didn't draft Michael Carter Williams, and then I think it was four picks later was Giannis. Now think if they had Drew Holiday right now and Giannis, and maybe they and didn't tank, and they wouldn't have gotten Embiid. Okay, I'm gonna take it to that extreme. They wouldn't have gotten Embiid. But Giannis didn't develop for a year or two. I'm just going to assume that. Would you rather have, I didn't even think that this was going to be a question, Drew Holiday is one of the five best point guards in the league, and Giannis, would you be a better team now than having Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? My answer is yes. Although Joel Embiid is terrific, he can't give you enough minutes in a game. He always gets hurt, but he's a terrific player. I get that. Would you? Yeah, I'm just thinking. I think you'd be better off with Drew Holiday and Giannis than Ben Simmons, who's obviously a fraud, and Joel Embiid. But when is enough? Here's my question. When is enough enough? And when will the fans rebel and not come back if Ben Simmons is? Here's one of the questions this morning. If Ben Simmons is on this team, will you come back and watch the Sixers? Now, the kind of news that came out this week, and it was obvious they were going to get together because these pre-draft camps were a big part of the NBA, and the agents go there, and the front office personnel goes there. So Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, met with Ben Simmons' agent, Rich Paul, and obviously they met to talk to see you know, the direction they're going. And Rich Paul wants to get involved in where he goes. I'm going to say when he gets traded. And I get that. But in that same report, and this is the Sixers feeding nonsense. The Sixers are feeding nonsense to the reporter. And they give him the information. Leak it, give it to him, whatever. The nonsense is the Sixers are committed. And in that story, he throws him a bone, Wojnarowski. They are committed to Ben Simmons. They're not committed to Ben Simmons. And if they are, they're a fraud of an organization. A fraud of an organization. All right. The Simmons, people this week on WIP made this Simmons-Wentz comparisons of disappointments. That's just being lazy. That's lazy. There is no comparison between the selection of the two. Carson Wentz was really the MVP the Super Bowl year, even though he got hurt the last three games. He really was the MVP, so he did show that he is a star. I don't know if he'll ever get back to that level. I think he's going to have a good season this year. But we're going to talk to Chris Sims this morning, who, as people know, put out what he projected as his top 40 quarterbacks this year, and Jalen Hurts was not in it. He talks about Wentz. We talk about a lot of things. Wentz, we talk about a lot of things. But Jalen Hurts, he has some real, I mean, when I say very, very strong criticisms of Jalen Hurts, and the reason he didn't put him in there, some very strong criticisms of Jalen Hurts. So we'll play Chris Sims. Then the Phillies, although they split last night, they had three hits in each game. Both games turned out to be extra innings in these ridiculous seven innings doubleheaders to go eight innings. They had three hits in each game. And in the first game, Aaron Nola had two of the three hits. In the second game, Marshawn, who started at catcher, had two hits in the second game. They scored the winning run in the eighth inning without a hit. So they were lucky that the third baseman bobbled the ball. Otherwise, the runner would have been out at the plate. So, and who knows whether they would have won or lost that second game. And then they have DeGrom today. I put out a number. I think the Phillies had to go 56-35 to get to 90 wins. And 90 wins is probably going to win the division. So now they have to win 55. They're 21 games over 500 either way. They have to go 21 games over 500. You think they're capable? Joe Girardi had a week of embarrassment. A week of embarrassment. And he's not done a great job this year anyway. A week of that charade, that nonsense, that embarrassing situation with Scherzer and checking him all those times was a joke. And then such a total misuse of the bullpen. And the reality is, not only a total misuse, he knew he had five-inning Vinny, who can't even go five innings, the next day, and he takes out Zach Wheeler after three innings. You got to let him pitch longer because you know you're going to need your bullpen the next day. That's mismanaging your team, your bullpen. So I also have a question for people to ponder. You know, think about this. Who will last longer in Philadelphia? Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers, who I think did a below average job as the coach of the Sixers this year. Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers, who really only won one championship back in 2008. And since then, he's been really not a good coach in the NBA. Not a great coach, been a decent coach. So who do you think will last longer in Philadelphia? Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers, or Joe Girardi? Think about that. That's actually a serious question. It's a serious question, and you have to think about that. We assume that Ben Simmons will be gone, but who's going to last longer in Philadelphia? And for our based on baseball shenanigans, with all of a sudden now trying to take away the foreign substance on baseballs, for the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate, which people are so excited about each week. I'm excited giving it away. You can check everything out at DeBruno Brothers at DeBruno.com. All their six locations, a new one away. Check it all out, all the great food. But here's the question. Based on baseball, And, you know, it could be any sport. The biggest sports scandals, and the one we determine as the top will win the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Bros. All right, let me give you the numbers, because I want to go to the phones a little early today, because we got so much going on. Like I said, Chris Sims, probably at around between 8:35 and 8:40, will join us. It was an interesting week here in Philadelphia. So 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. And we're going to go right to the phones, because I want to get a lot of calls in today. And Chris Sims, it's a diversion from all the bad that's going on in Philadelphia. And this is, I guess, I don't know whether to determine Chris Sims on what he says about Jalen Hurts bad. It's not good. Let's put it that way. It's not good. But, you know, there's so many things going on. I could do 10 hours today. But let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Leon, who's in Dallas. What's happening, Leon?
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing this morning?
Great. I've never had a bad day in my life, but it's a fascinating week here in Philadelphia.
Same here. You know, it's crazy to think that 25 years ago we drafted Allen Iverson. You know, one of the best players we've seen.
Think about that. You're in Dallas right now, but when did you leave Philadelphia? You were in Philadelphia at one time, right?
Well, I was born 2 years after Allen was taken, but no, I left in 2010. So
okay,
but I've been back, you know, back and forth ever since. But yeah. I'm still a young guy, but I mean, I'm saying that as if, you know, I experienced Allen's, you know, full time here, because I didn't. But I'm just saying, you know, 25 years is a long time.
Yes, it is.
It's
obviously the best draft pick they've made in 25 years too.
And I'm just, you know, one of those guys who I've always thought that team just never, you know, built enough around Iverson. I mean, if you go back and you think about all the picks that we had, you know, from 93 drafting, not drafting, you know, Penny Hardaway and Stackhouse over Garnett, and just like all the missed draft picks. Like, I just always thought that, like, that was like the best era for us to win a championship in early 2000s, but they just, you know, missed on a lot of those draft picks, you know, Keith Van Horn over, you know, T-Mac. So I just really was just upset with the
years
team
they
at that
had
point.
Some reasons. Some years when they drafted, Larry Hughes over Paul Pierce.
Larry
Brown, he promised them, and that's a mistake, because you promised a guy, draft him. But they had a player at that position that Paul Pierce played, is what Larry Brown, I remember him saying that. But still, you got to take the best player available and then deal with it.
So, you know, I've just always thought, you know, we could have built a better team around Allen. And you've been calling it for years, Howard, about Ben. I mean, I really don't know where we go from here. You know, I'm just hoping
you gotta trade
that
him. You got to trade
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think we should, but you know what I don't want? I'm not trying to, you know, pretty much do what we did with the whole Markelle Fultz, you know, trade, because we got absolutely none for Fultz. And I've always killed Elton Brand for that. I mean, not even a couple of trap picks to, you know, potentially be some players in the future. But I just don't know what Ben's, you know,
I'm going to say something that's really outrageous. But it is. It's all right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Fultz would be better on this team, than Ben Simmons.
You truly believe that?
Well, the way he's playing now, not the way he was playing then.
I think
he averaged double digits, but he needed to play in a smaller city, you know, excluding where he would have played. But, hey, do you have an answer to our question to try to win the gift certificate from DeBruno's?
Sure, I'll go to more recent scandal. How about the Astros, you know, trash can?
The Astros was a good one. I mean, that's the Astros was a good one, Leon, and that's almost too easy. But, yeah, that was that's pretty good. All right, hold on. We'll get your information. And I know you have some friends here in Philadelphia you can give the certificate to. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Hey, our boy Harper set a Phillies record yesterday.
What was the record?
11 solo home runs to start a season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he hasn't hit a home run with men on base. I don't know that that's all his fault either. I will say that. Because they don't get men on base. Think about this. The Phillies had three hits in the first game, two by the pitcher, and three hits in the second game, and then two hits by a minor league catcher who they had to bring up because Knapp's hurt. He's on the concussion protocol or whatever.
But he's had men on base a lot of times. If Kyle can look up his record, and I'm not at my computer, Harper's batting average with men on base, and that includes first base because he doesn't advance anybody to second or third, his batting average with men on base is pathetic.
Yeah, I know it's not. Well, he's not had a good year. But the Harper signing, I would have rather had Machado. And as it turns out, they could have been better off without signing Harper. But it created a lot of excitement. So let's just move past Harper. And look, Didi Gregorius, a two-year contract is a mistake. And now they got to pay him again next year, like $15 million. And I think JT Realmuto was a mistake. And I'll tell you why. Not because he's not a really good catcher, but you could have dedicated that money to other areas that are better. Teams don't need a stud catcher to win a World Series. It's about, they had so many other needs. Their bullpen may be as bad this year. They blew two more saves yesterday.
Their save percentage is below 50%, which is pathetic.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And then you got two Sixers basically at max contracts that aren't even really above average players. They're good solid players, and that, you know, Tobias and Ben, they're not superstars.
Well, no, oh my gosh, the Phillies have made so many mistakes, and they needed a closer. The fact that they felt that Hector Neris was their closer. And at the beginning of the season, I'm not talking about now. I said at the beginning of the season, he's not a closer. He's not a closer. He's not a closer. And now they're going to use. They don't have a closer. I don't care who they use. They don't have a closer.
Now, our four sports teams combined, we have one really superstar, and that's our center, obviously. The other three teams don't have a
superstar.
He doesn't
play enough games, but he is a star. But you can't run out of gas at the end of the games. All right, one of the questions I had today, who will last longer in Philadelphia, Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers, or Joe Girardi?
Wow, Doc Rivers.
So when do you think they're going to get rid of Girardi?
One more year at most, and Ben's Doc has at
Doc
least
makes
two
a
years.
Lot of money. It's kind of interesting. All right, do you have an answer to the question, the biggest sports scandal?
Yeah, I'm going to go outside the box a little bit, and I'm going to go with that slime ball owner of the New England Patriots for the sex scandal.
I can't take that. It's not a sports scandal. He got away with it, too. But, you know, the biggest shame of that, there's a lot of things that were wrong with it. He did it the day of a game that he was flying to Kansas City. He stopped off to get whatever. Well, we know whatever. It's a joke. But I appreciate the call, Dennis. 215-592-9494. We're going to get right back to your calls. Fascinating day. Who lasts longer in Philadelphia? And do you bail out? I mean, so many questions. Do you bail out on the Sixers if Ben Simmons is still here this year or next year? Do you bail out on the Sixers? And Joe Girardi, obviously a major disappointment. Our question to win the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate. So much good stuff. So much good stuff. The biggest sports scandals. Doesn't have to be baseball. The biggest sports scandals based on baseball, who's had a lot of them. Baseball might be the biggest sport for scandals. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 818. 94 WIP. Finally a contribution by a nitwit to this show. But I say that with all love in my heart. Jack Fritz, who will be throwing at Joe DeCamera today. Man, if I was pitching and I could get him out, and I didn't even pitch in college. I pitched when I was younger. But I would throw at him. The first pitch would be right at his ribs and shake the living day, because he's just going to stand there and wait, try to wait for a walk anyway. No balls. You got to hit the ball. And if I'm the umpire, I'm calling strikes if it's even close. But nonetheless, he asked a question, which is a great question. Who was carried to a title more, Girardi with the Yankees or Glenn Rivers? He can't be Doc. The only reason he was nicknamed Doc was he wore a Julius Erving jersey. Give me a break. How do you get a nickname like that? Or Doc Rivers with the Celtics. I mean, Girardi had a loaded bullpen, a loaded roster. Glenn Doc Rivers, had a roster that was put together by Danny Ainge, a great roster, gift-wrapped. That really is an amazingly tough question, and I don't know that I have an answer to it. They were both were gift-wrapped. Kind of tells you that maybe they're not the right guys to lead a team to a championship. Whew. Boy, it is amazing. Girardi has not done himself well, actually, this year. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good. Fine. So in terms of the Sixers, I guess my conversation today is really to answer some of your questions.
Okay.
In terms of who's going to last longer, Girardi, Simmons, and Doc Rivers and all that, I think both Simmons and Rivers will be here another year, and they'll both be yanked next year if things don't turn around. So that being said, only because of the excuse that the Phillies' minor leagues are so damn depleted, Girardi will last longer, I believe.
You know, and here's why I may not, if the Phillies have a 500 years, it keeps them here another year. But if it's not, let's say they're 5 to 10 games below 500, which is really a possibility. You know, do you go with Girardi another year? You know, that money that Girardi makes is not, Doc Rivers probably makes close to twice what Girardi makes. He may even make more than twice what Girardi makes. So from the money standpoint, Doc Rivers lasts, he's going to be here next year. But I don't know that Girardi's going to be here next year. I don't think Simmons should be here next year. But Girardi could last another year. I mean, it's just after
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, I think he will, because baseball is that old boys' network. And he is still a name in the game.
Names don't mean anything. I mean, yeah. You know what? Yeah. When I look back on them hiring, I don't think the other teams that he interviewed with were offering Joe Girardi a job.
Well, let me ask you this, Howard. In reference, I don't know the background. You know better than I, a Mike Socia. Would he be the type of guy that can possibly change things, or is it really all about the minor leagues? And it's really not the
It's both. It's both. You know, the minor leagues, when you say depleted, they just have done a poor job in scouting and developing and development of players. It's been a horrible job. Not poor, horrible. But I think Mike Socia's done. I don't think he wants to manage again. He's probably enjoying life. But I think he's a better manager. He's tough on players. Mm-hmm. You know, in today's game, I don't know if these players will accept that. I know, Gene Segura is brutal, and Girardi lets him do basically anything he wants to do.
Yeah.
So, but he's got to be gone soon too. This team, you're going to have a new left fielder next year, because I don't think you can sign McCutcheon. You know, if you give him a 1-year deal at minimal money, I don't think he'll be your starting left fielder next year.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get a new shortstop, because I don't think D.D. Gregorius is good enough, and he's still going to be on your roster next year. Alec Bohm, who made two errors last night, one in each game, he can't play third base. He'll be here, but he can't play third base. I think you need a new center fielder. It's just there's so many things that they need. It's just you need more. It's terrible. All right, do you have an answer to the question, the biggest sports scandals?
Yeah, I do. We all know the name. But the reason I'm going to say Sandusky is only because of the impact on sports. And what I mean by that is
that is that a sport? Is that a sports scandal? I guess.
Because you're looking at it from a civil matter.
That's a civil matter. The fact that Penn State let him do what he did, being a pedophile for 20 years, is disgusting. And they knew about it. That's a disgraceful part. But that really is. But I don't want to put that in the scandal. I want to try to keep it to sports. But yeah, that's more of a civil matter. But I really appreciate the call. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Great, Gary, how are you?
Howard, we both grew up with the Broad Street Bullies, with heart, hustle, grit. To see this kid, did you watch that interview with this kid with the mask on? And to have no heart the way this kid does.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
Simmons.
Oh, yeah, it's just... here's the thing. Is when he did the interview, he had the mask on. What's that supposed to... You're supposed to hide from people by putting a mask on? Now, I understand if that's what you want to wear, but he doesn't wear it all the time. And where they do the interviews, other guys weren't wearing masks. The reality... And many times, there's two Zoom call setups. Many times he goes on the second one because he knows there's not as many media people on the second one. He is so scared, so soft, so brutal, and such an average player. It is, and I say average player, and I don't want to hear about his defense. Many times he doesn't even play the top scoring guard on the other team. I don't want to hear that. You're 5 inches taller than everybody that you're guarding. That's ridiculous. I don't want to hear about that. He is a loser, and you can't win with Ben Simmons. He even had a losing record. How tough is it when, if you're a star, to have a losing record in college? That's brutal. That is brutal.
Yeah. Howard, what the fans are upset about is the no heart, the no hustle. It's just, and you know what's even sicker? We still owe him $140 million.
$147 million.
I mean, Howard, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is sick. He's got to let him go to LA.
Okay, as a Sixer fan, will you be back if Ben Simmons is on this team?
Howard, I haven't bought a ticket with him. I'm not. You know when I'm buying a ticket? When he comes in with another team so we can all go crazy on him.
That'd be great. That would be great. Hey, do you have the biggest sports scandal?
I guess, I was thinking the first guy took my – that's another unbelievable – I can't believe the Astros can keep their trophy, but I guess Brady with the football.
Brady's good. Brady's good.
What was it?
He cheated more than that. The Deflategate. Brady's good. I mean, the Astros are good. It's so easy, but there's got to be something that's going to trump the Astros. All right, Gary, we'll put you in the mix. Hold on, we'll get your information. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're on WIP.
How you doing? Yeah, I was thinking about the Tom Brady situation, but I was thinking more about the Eagles when he cheated the Eagles out of the Super Bowl. But that's another thing. I'm still pissed about Maurice Cheeks not knowing he was off the team and nobody told him. The news reporters had to tell him. I think that was a scandal too.
But who's that?
Maurice Cheeks. I hold grudges a long time.
I don't know about I don't know if that was a scandal. The Sixers organization. It's amazing when you look at what's happened to this organization since they won a championship in 1983. And to think that Harold Katz was the one that, and he got too involved, but at least they had good basketball people there. I'm not saying Elton Brand's a bad basketball person or Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey's got to grow a pair because he had no guts at the trade deadline. He's got to grow a pair, and I got to stop with all this nonsense. I asked him the question. I was thinking of playing it this morning, but I don't know that I have time. But it was the question. His non-answer is an answer, but he's got to trade him. Addition is by subtraction. That's the bottom line with Ben Simmons. But, this organization is not
My point
good.
About that is if you have – Doc Rivers is not a good coach. That's just the bottom line.
I agree. You said earlier
that, you know, names don't matter. But in this case, he got this job because of his name. I mean,
he got this job because he had a great reputation. He's really smooth. He's really a nice guy. He's really smooth, and he's a good talker, and he conned the media for a while. They're starting to beg off that a little while. His interview, he was probably great in the interview, and he was a name, and he created excitement. But when you look back, in 2008, he's lost four straight Game 7 playoff games, 23 straight deciding games. He's the only guy that lost two of the biggest leads in the same playoff series. He doesn't adjust. He's soft, and that's why the Clippers players wanted him out of there, because there was not enough discipline. There's a reason the Clippers are better now, and Doc Rivers and Ty Lue is the coach, and not Doc Rivers. I never thought
Ty Lue would be a better coach than Doc Rivers.
Okay, so
I never thought that.
All right, so one of the questions I had this morning: who lasts longer in Philadelphia, Simmons, Rivers, or Girardi?
In my mind, it'll be Girardi, but who knows with these people? But it should be Girardi.
All right. So now, and then, our question for the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno brothers: the biggest sports scandal.
The biggest sports scandal. I got to go Spygate. I can't think of nothing else.
Spygate's not bad. Spygate's not bad. Okay. All right. I'm going to put you in the mix, Jay, with Spygate. All right. And we'll have more to give people a chance. So many things to talk about this morning, but Chris Sims is coming up. Chris Sims had his projected top 40 quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is not on the top 40 yet. Five rookies are in there. He had some damning things to say about how he evaluated Jalen Hurts. Chris Sims is coming up next. I'm Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494. That'll give you something else to comment on. WIP Sports Time is now 8:36. And what makes Philadelphia great is that we have so many terrific family businesses, multi-generational businesses here in Philadelphia, family food businesses. It really sets Philadelphia apart and adds to the flavor of the city. One of my favorites, and without question, it's going to be, if it's not already, one of yours, the Bruner Brothers, who's been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939, and they get better and better and better and better. The Bruner Brothers just gets better. I mean, it's that simple, and consistently delivers great products, service year after year, from the fine cheeses, the cured meats, the prepared foods. It's like a candy store for foodies. De Bruno's isn't just a place for my favorite food, but it's going to be a place for yours, and the people there are terrific, the favorite people. They create a really welcoming and warm atmosphere. It's going to make you feel part of the family, too. So I've told you about Jess at the Italian Market. You got to say hello. Give Jess a shout out when you're there. Tommy and Wayne. We got Bobby in Ardmore. They're all about family, friendly service, fun, six stores, catering, and the catering's sensational for your business, for your parties, for family, the online shopping. This local business continues to serve the city delicious food and serves the community with continuing support that the community needs. You got to stop in. The new Wayne store is terrific. I mean, there's a bar there. They got everything. Stop in before your summer barbecue for all your cheese, charcuterie, grilling snacks, and antipasto needs. Check it out at thebruno.com. I am here with one of the geniuses that talk about pro football. He actually played the game, and that would be Chris Sims. Chris, let me just run down, now that you've included so many jobs, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sunday Night on the pre, the halftime, the put, well, all over the place. And you have your own podcast. You're big. You're big, and I do appreciate your time. But you have created a little furor here. But I do appreciate your time.
Well, anything for you, man. You're a legend. I'm just working hard trying to be like you. Ultimately, that's the goal here in life. But no, seriously, always appreciate you having me on. I enjoy our conversations. And, you know, I would expect a backlash from the Philly fan base. I wouldn't be disappointed if there wasn't one. It's not easy doing these top 40 quarterback lists. It's not, you know, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in football right now. There's not an issue with lack of talent at that position. You know, if anything, I would say there's lack of great offensive minds that's holding back some of these quarterbacks to a degree. And, you know, one other thing I'll say, Howard, just before I let you tee off and ask questions and stuff. Well, my rankings, I do want people to understand how I do it. You know, this is no about history. It's, hey, sure, a little bit projection of the future is involved here, right? But I'm basically making my top 40 list as this is my depth chart at the quarterback position. We're all playing the same on the same team. Nobody has the advantage of, oh, I have the best offensive line and best receivers in football. It's everybody, same team, and 1 through 40 how I see it. And, of course, Jalen Hurts was someone I left off. That was not easy, that I really contemplated and went back and forth with a lot.
You know, I'm going to get to the whys with Jalen Hurts, but I find a lot of your quarterbacks, and I do respect a lot of things you said, especially when before the draft, and I know you look at quarterbacks that come out of the draft, and I know you look at quarterbacks. I actually do respect it. I don't agree with everything, and I'll tell
sure.
You know, some of the things that obviously I would question. You put on your top 40, you have Mac Jones number 30, hasn't played a second in the NFL. I know you like Kellen Mond coming out of coming into the draft. You really loved him. And you have him at 37. You have Justin Fields at 39. And none of those guys, I don't know, I didn't miss anybody, have not played a second in the NFL. How do you come by, Zach Wilson's up there too. How do you come by that when they haven't translated their game from the college field to the NFL field?
Yeah, no, sure. It's the tough part. There's no doubt about it. You know, and yeah, Trey Lance, he's in there too, right? Just I think at 38, I got him. So yeah, those are always tough ones. The rookies, they haven't played. I understand that, but there's talent and things there for me to go. I don't need to see, you know, Mac Jones or Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence. You know, there's a reason they were drafted where they're drafted. There's a reason why you hear the conversations of pro ready, and that's where yes. A little bit of like just my life experience. I've been around it my whole life. I played it, like you've said. I've caught passes from Dan Marino and Brett Favre and John Elway and Tom Brady. So I really lived it and experienced it to where, yeah, this is a little bit of a projection. But at the same time, you know, I know what kind of I'm confident in my abilities to evaluate. I feel like I have a pretty good feel for these guys' talent level, you know, coming into the NFL. And, you know, I guess that's how I would answer it. You know, people went crazy when I made Patrick Mahomes the 30th best quarterback the year before he even played, right? He played that one game at the end of the season. You know, looking back out of it, I knew I should have ranked him higher. I knew he was higher than that. But I just chickened out because of all the things you said. You know, I saw the talent and enough in the preseason and things to go, well, crap, he's better than 20 quarterbacks at least right now in the NFL. So, you know, again, that's the tricky part of this. There is no concrete answer I got for you. And that's where I have to kind of depend on my studies, my evaluations and things and my, you know, my prior history, my life, everything like that.
Well, your top 10 is interesting, too. And I talked to Derek Boyko, who you know, who's now with Buffalo. And we were trying to figure out where you're going to put Josh Allen. And we were both surprised when you put him number two. But I don't want to really dwell on Josh Allen because I think, boy, the step he took last year was really, really good. So I can live with that. But here's where, because this is Philadelphia, and we can't stand the stinking Cowboys. And they never win. They never win. And Dak Prescott is number eight. Everybody is, you guys on the air with Florio and everybody is full. Oh, Dak Prescott this, Dak Prescott there. There was a guy back with Kansas City. Oh, I forget who it was. Always passed when 300 yards was a big deal. For 300 yards a game, but they were all catch-up points. So catch-up yards.
I think Dak Prescott might be talented, but why is he number eight when he's never won? He won with the best offensive line, and that year was just perfect for him, and he still didn't win.
Well, he was a rookie. It was 13-3. It was an unbelievable rookie year, Howard. You're not taking the context of the situation.
Okay, I'm taking it now. I'm going to give it to you now.
A horrible, stupid game plan that the Dallas Cowboys, they tried to run out the clock on Aaron Rodgers and company. Like, that was stupid. That's all I can really say about that. You know, he played in another playoff game. He beats the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson. And then they go to the Rams, and he plays phenomenal. You know, I challenge people to go back and watch the game and go, you could argue he's one of the best players on the field that night. Now, the Dallas Cowboy defense, again, another area exposed, had the same running play run on them the whole night. Like, they cracked the code and ran one running play the whole night, and Dallas never adjusted or stopped. So, you know, again, this is part of why I like doing this top 40 thing. We put too much team onto the quarterback right now in the NFL. You know, again, We Carson Wentz, the way they played in Philadelphia and the talent they had around him last year and all that, whatever, Jalen Hurts, we could have put some of the top quarterbacks in football in Philadelphia. It wasn't going to look a lot better. There's only so much the great ones can do. You can only make chicken salad out of chicken know what so much. So, you know, and again, let's not forget, you know, Dak Prescott, I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but when I went back and studied what he did last year, too, even in those moments where you're talking about catch-up points and all that, they caught up in all the games. They caught up to where it was, he had the ball miraculously late in the game to maybe win or do that. He was the only positive thing on the football team. You know, their run game is middle of the road NFL now. It's over. Their defense run defense at points last year was like the worst in the history of football. So it's hard to overcome that. And then, you know, I even thought what you thought a little bit with Dak Prescott. But then I went back and turned on games. And I sit here and go, well, yeah, wait, why did they get in a 14-0 hole here or whatever? Okay, yeah, he had an interception or a fumble in one of the games that caused them an issue. But other games, it's first down, completion on first down, completion on second down. Now it's 3rd-and-1, they lose 2 yards, and they got to punt it away. Dak Prescott played great. Now the other team goes down and scores right away, and now here he is. He's had the ball once or twice, and he's down 14-0 because his defense did nothing. So he is the team, and he has an unbelievable ability to be extremely accurate throwing the ball aggressively down the field. They are not a dink-and-dunk team. They look for big yards, and right now, as you saw last year, they had a fighting chance and could have won every game he played. When he came out of the lineup, they were arguably one of the worst teams in football. And that's how, to me, he's better than the credit I think people give him credit for.
All right. Well, I think the Dallas Cowboys, because the division's weak, will win. But like they always do, they choke in the playoffs, and they never.
I like that. Hey, I can get behind that as a Giants fan growing up. I can get behind that. I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm going to pick Washington to win the division year, though, just while we're on that subject.
Wow. Wow, because of their defense and because of Ryan Fitzpatrick? Or what?
The defense is special. They improved the secondary, you know, and getting to William Jackson, got a linebacker in the top 20. Those were two big needs. And then offense, you know, offensive line was solid already. And now you added Curtis Samuel to Terry McLaurin, who's a budding superstar, and Antonio Gibson. He was really good at running back last year before he had the turf toe injury. And, yeah, I think Fitzpatrick gives them more than what they've had there to where if I'm taking one right now, I'm taking Washington.
Wow. Well, that's – you know what? I like Ron Rivera as a coach. Really do like him. And they really – and I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't know if he's going to get through 17 games, but the guy is just like – he's like the ever ready battery. It's just you just plug him in and he just goes and he's successful in most cases. But okay, I actually hope that the Redskins, the Washington football team.
The Washington
team wins the division so the Cowboys find another way to choke this year. I was playing golf with Matt Ryan this week and noticed, and I didn't make a big point of it, to have him behind Derek Carr is a joke. And I like Derek Carr, but Matt Ryan's a pretty good quarterback. And again, that's only one spot, 14-15. But come on now, Matt Ryan. He should have won the Super Bowl if Kyle Shanahan didn't go brain dead on those play calls when they got to the 21. But so,
well, let's hold on. I'm not going to let you take a shot at my friend. Just go, you know, it was a 28-3 lead. Dan Quinn was making millions and millions of dollars. It's his job to manage the football team. If they wanted to make Kyle the head coach and manage the football team, they should have done that. He's the one that has to go, hey, I'd like you to run it here more. Hey, I'd like to chew clock out more here. Shanahan did what he did all year long, which was attack, and nobody complained all year long until that. That's the head coach's job. You know, we wouldn't sit here and blame Josh McDaniels for game management situations. We would go, what the hell, Bill Belichick, what's he doing? You know, it's one of those things where it's the name Shanahan decided to, you know, stomp all over that because it just is a sexier story than the head coach who was an idiot who didn't manage the game. So I just had to say that. Matt Ryan is awesome, though, getting back to that. He is. He is underappreciated. He makes more plays off schedule than you realize. And that's a tough spot for the rankings there. You know, it is. Those are really good quarterbacks. They are. That's it. Just to me, it talks about the depth of the NFL right now at the position. You know, Derek Carr, he had a phenomenal football season last year. He played pretty good the year before that, too. But I think with Derek Carr, where I just give him the edge a little bit over Matt Ryan at this point, you know, again, is, you know, Matt Ryan has had pretty good weapons at receiver. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr's are kind of still proving themselves. There's nothing special there, that's for sure. And when you break down kind of like Derek Carr's game as far as, you know, of course accurate, but makes more plays with subtle movements and more outside the pocket throws and plays than I think we all give him credit for. And so Matt Ryan and him, it was really tight, to your point, Howard. It really was. Okay. I gave Derek Carr the advantage a little bit because I thought Matt Ryan was a little bit like you talked about with Dak Prescott. Waited too long, too many times to step on the gas pedal. Oh, it's 21-0. Now we're going to rack up yards and points. And it was too late. And a lot of those times, his team didn't come back, right? Derek Carr, to me, had a better feel for that and had a better feel of maybe just making more plays off schedule, especially this year as compared to Matt Ryan. So, I look at Derek Carr as being one of the most underrated quarterbacks in all of football. But, you know, Matt Ryan's not far behind it, and that's a really tough spot. That's Derek Carr, Matt Ryan, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins,
yeah, right,
Ryan Tannehill is one of the hardest areas the last 2 years in these rankings.
All right, Chris Sims with us, and now we'll get to the question that Philadelphia went crazy about when they didn't see him on your top 40. And I'm not sure how good Jalen Hurts is going to be. I think the Eagles have to see how he's going to be, and I get all that. But he's, in my opinion, he's certainly better than Tua, who I think is a stone-cold stiff. But that's just my opinion. But you're the expert.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. So why was Jalen Hurts not on your top 40?
They're just – I need to see a little bit more. You know, I think – listen, we're talking about a guy who went 1-3 down the stretch. And I'm not here to sit here and blame wins or losses on the quarterback or do any of that. But it's part of the conversation. And, you know, I think the thing that I look at more than anything, running, pretty damn good. Better than I thought it would be coming out of Oklahoma or Alabama. I wasn't sure he'd be able to do quite what he did last year. So that impressed me. But when you go back and watch some of the throwing and decision-making and all of that, to me, yes, that's just what made – I had to put him on the outside, you know, looking in there. There's way too many slam dunk, easy completions that I would expect a good senior high school quarterback to make that are not made. And we're talking about defenses, again, where he had the advantage of, hey, we're trying to stop him from running. Let's make a pass defense really easy because we're going to be all about stopping him from the running game and doing those things. He was provided optimal looks in the passing game and all that. So that's really my big question mark. You know, again, as teams get used to his style of play and then the offense itself that you have to run with Jalen Hurts, I'm not sure, and I can't say yet, that I feel like, well, when they stop that, Jalen Hurts will still be able to drop back and make enough throws and do what he's got to do as a pure quarterback to make, you know, the team win or make them successful. And I think that's just a part that I got to see more to believe. And that's why he was just on the outside looking in for me.
Boy, I'm going to tell you. Woody says way too many slam dunk completions that a senior high school quarterback would make. You know, I'm blown away by that comment, but he's got more. Chris Sims has more to say about Jalen Hurts, and it's not good. It's not good. He's obviously not a fan of Jalen Hurts. We'll have more from Chris Sims in the second hour. It is amazing. There's so many, way too many slam dunk completions that he didn't make. Wow. It's just, it didn't make that a senior high school quarterback would make. Think about that. Think about that. All right. 215. Now you have more to talk about. But we got more from Chris Sims, too. We got more Chris Sims coming up. He's outspoken. I think he knows what he's talking about. I mean, it's not a personal thing, but we'll talk about that as well as everything else we were talking about. And a big birthday today, and we'll get to that. WIP 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 858.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Your official home of the Eagles.
Touchdown!
Sports Radio 94 WIP. An Odyssey Station.
Kids, 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your card today.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. KARS cars for kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. KARS cars for kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hi, I'm Howard Eskin. And if you're from around here, you know the truth about treats. If it's not a tasty cake, it's a miss cake. A fistful of chocolate-covered raisins? Miss cake. A spoonful of peanut butter? Bigger miss cake. Or the worst miss cake of all, your kids' Halloween candy, and it's June. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimper. They're so good. Rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cakes, even better. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Hello, I'm James.
Hello.
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 And those are my joint pains.
Pain party!
They often prevent me from getting out and about, but today, I'm headed to Virtual Orthopedics and Spine to learn more about joint replacement.
Wait, what did he say?
Something about being replaced.
Download the Virtua Guide to Healthy Joints today. Visit virtua.org/-joint-pain.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 844-883-2048. That's 844-883-2048.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And Sharon is ready, too. With Xfinity Internet and mobile together, she has wow-worthy speed and coverage at home.
Wow.
So she can watch in the bedroom, backyard, or kitchen.
Wow.
And nationwide 5G on the most reliable wireless network, so she can watch pretty much anywhere. Yup, even in this Alaskan glamping yurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus, she can save up to $400 a year off her wireless bill.
Wow.
Get ready for the Olympic Games with Xfinity Internet for only $34.99 a month for 24 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add Xfinity Mobile and save up to $400 a year off your wireless bill. Offer ends June 30th, so go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Savings based on optimized pricing. Actual savings may vary. Xfinity Internet required based on root metrics by IHS Markets Root Score Reports 2H2020 of 4 mobile networks.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP.
On first down, Vic gives it off to Shady McCoy. No, he's back, and he is looking deep, and it is caught by DeSean Jackson. He's at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown!
Wow.
88 yards. Michael Vick on play action, faked out everybody, and went deep to DeSean Jackson, who caught it, kept his balance, and ran into the end zone. What a start.
Happy 41st birthday to Michael Vick. Today is Michael Vick's 41st birthday. All right, it is a busy morning. So many things that, you know, Are you bailing out of the Sixers, the thing I asked earlier, if, in fact, Ben Simmons is on this team to start next year? Another question I had, because Joe Girardi just topped everything off with a horrible week this week. Who will last longer in Philadelphia, Ben Simmons, Glenn Rivers, or Joe Girardi? And for our $100 gift certificate to win for DeBruno Brothers, checking them out at DeBruno.com for all the great things, catering, food, new Wayne store, everything. The biggest sports scandals, obviously baseball, has had a lot of them. All right, let's go back. And then Chris Sims, I'm still blown away by that comment. Way too many slam dunk throws that a senior high school quarterback would make. Wow. All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Matt. Busy morning this morning.
Yes, it is. And now, Howard, I want to backtrack to something you said earlier in your show, if you would allow me to. That'd be great.
Sure.
All right, you kind of deflected really quickly off the Bryce Harper criticism. About his 11 home runs,
I just,
all
first
solo.
Of all, there's so many things. I'll just address that right now. So many things going on. I don't think that is he having a good. No, he's having a poor year. He's having a.
He's
poor
had a
year.
Poor career with his team, Howard.
Here's what people there was too many expectations. He's going to hit 30 some home runs, which he did. He's going to walk 100 times, which I'm not that excited about, which he did. And he's going to drive in 100 runs, which he did. But he's not a 40-some. Everybody got carried away. Oh, he's going to hit 45 to 50 homers. No, he's not. He's going to strike out 100 times. Yes, he will. But that's what they signed up. He is the player that they signed. Now, did he sign for way too many years? Absolutely. He signed for too many years. But the reality is, you can't expect Bryce Harper to carry this team when the rest of this team is just so mediocre and average. But he's not having a good year. He's got to play better. But the expectations before this year were way too high. Way too high.
One last thing on Bryce Harper, and I'd like to move on. When you pay a man $325 million to do a job, you expect higher results, in my opinion. That's how
They're paying him about $25 million a year, which the problem is they gave him too many years to get that average down. But reality is, hey, listen, they're paying JT Realmuto $23
million. Yes.
Is JT Realmuto in the same boat? They paid him
Absolutely.
Too much, too. They paid him
Absolutely.
Too much. Yeah.
Howard, I wasted 8 hours of my life yesterday watching a baseball team. I don't even know what that was yesterday in New York. The Phillies have had
in two games.
They've had five hits in the last 13 innings. What is that?
They're not good enough. I've told you from day one at the beginning when people said, oh, 86 to 88 wins. Not a chance.
No,
not a
absolutely
chance.
Not. No. Absolutely not. And I'd like to give you my – so as far as the question about – the fact that So we just went through this with Carson Wentz a few months ago about, you know, should he go or should he stay, you know, all this nonsense. And I know the Ben Simmons thing will probably dwarf what happened with Carson Wentz this summer. Ben Simmons has got to go. There's no way. Can you imagine what opening night's going to be like next fall when he steps up on the court at the center, if he does?
Hey, how about when he's introduced, the boos that'll come out? How about his first foul shot when the boos come out? How about his first miss when the building goes crazy with boos?
It's a PR nightmare.
There's no way he can be with this team and the team be a success. No way. None. Zero. I don't care if you get nothing for him, and you have to get, and you're going to have to give up first round draft picks and maybe a player or two. Addition by subtraction. Can't win. I've said this for years. I'm so tired of it. Can't win with Ben Simmons. Cannot.
And I'd like to give you my scandal if I could, Howard. I don't know if it was said, but I'd like to give it anyway. I'm going to go way back in time, Howard. 1919 World Series, the Black Sox.
Yeah, that is a big scandal. I don't know. None of us were around for that. Not even you.
Oh, you sure you weren't, Howard?
What's that?
You sure you weren't covering?
I might have been 2 years old, but I didn't remember it. Yeah, it really is a good one, but it goes so far back, it's almost out of reach. But that was a scandal. The scandal was what they did to Joe Jackson. That was a scandal. But I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks, man. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
There he is, man from Boston.
Steve's in Boston. What's going on in Boston, Steve?
The weather's beautiful, and so is life.
Yeah, there you go.
But so, I've got a couple things to say. First, I'll get this Chris Sims things out of the way.
Yeah,
I hear what people say, and I'll hang him on it. He turned around and said it didn't matter what quarterback in the league was on the Eagles, he wasn't going to perform. And then he turned around and said Jalen Hurts was 1-3.
He did say record is not really shouldn't be all on the quarterback, but he did talk about his throws.
He's going to say more about
Jalen Hurts coming up, but
yeah.
he did talk about his throws inaccurate. There's throws that interceptions that were dropped, but what a damning comment. Way too many slam dunk throws that a senior high school quarterback would
make. That's nonsense. Obviously, there's a bias, and I don't think there is a bias.
I don't think Chris is biased. I don't think there's a bias. I just think his evaluations may not all be 100%, and we disagree with him. I don't know that I'd go that far, but I don't look at as much tape as he does. You know, I watched Jalen Hurts every game. I was there every game. But I don't think he was all that wonderful in the four games. He wasn't.
But let me ask you this question. With the scheme, and this will be a conversation for another day, with the scheme, how many times were guys wide open on the Eagles all year? The scheme, and the receiver, the patterns they ran, they didn't do anything tricky.
How many times were players open that he should have made the throw?
Then you go talk about pressure. I mean, it's the same pressure that Wentz faced. It's the same pressure that, you know, Patrick Mahomes would have faced.
Yep.
He would have been knocked out. Patrick Mahomes would have been knocked down 50 times and sacked 50 times, too. He would have more yardage. He would have been a better quarterback. But you can't get away from the pressure that they faced. I mean, the guys were getting tackled every play.
No, I don't. But then you didn't give that same pass to Carson Wentz.
I think he got railroaded. I think he got railroaded.
Yeah, I think, well, he didn't handle it well, and that was a problem. I think he's going to have a good year. I think he's going to have a good year.
I think he's going to have a real good year. I think he's a good quarterback, and I tell you what, for a guy to be in here for 5 years, have one bad year, and then run him out of town, I don't understand that.
All right, biggest sports scandal.
Biggest sports scandal I want to go with, the anti-Semitic racist, Mark Schott.
Yeah, that's a scandal, but it's not. It was with a sports team. I want to try to keep it in the vein of sports.
Pete Rose takes it
to another level, and I understand where you're coming from. And
could I use Pete Rose?
Yeah, you could use Pete Rose. You mean the gambling?
Then I'll use Pete Rose. I thought you know that would translate over, but Pete Rose would be the big scandal then.
Okay.
Greatest player, greatest hitter in baseball, one of them. Yeah. And he's,
do you come to Philadelphia often enough, Steve, to use the $100?
I'll be there Saturday. I'm there once a month.
Okay. All right, you got it. All right, Steve, you're in the mix. Hold on, we'll get your info. Let's go to Bill. Bill, who's in Reading. Bill, you're on WIP.
Thank you, Howard.
You got it.
I guess I'll answer who I think is going to be here the longest between Rivers and Girardi and Simmons. And I think it's going to be Rivers. Mainly
that's not a slam dunk either. That's not a slam dunk either because they're not winning a championship anytime soon.
But my thing is, I think Girardi may get disgusted and leave himself after this year with everything that's going on.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Would you rather have Rick Carlisle or Glenn Rivers as your head coach?
Probably Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, and you know what? Rick Carlisle is a good coach, and I would too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Rivers.
But they weren't
going to
get him,
longest,
so I mean, that's just it's a question.
Yeah. I'm not saying Rivers deserves to be there the longest of the three. I'm just thinking that's what it's going to be. Just guessing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But what's your biggest sports scandal?
The drugs and steroids in baseball and snaring like Mark McGwire.
Got to be specific.
Bonds.
Give me one.
I guess Barry Bonds, because I think the home run record is tainted along.
Very tainted. All right, Bill, hold on, and we'll get your info. You're in the mix. Let's go to Art, who's down there in Carney's Point. Art, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard. I want to disagree with you on Joe Girardi checking for that spider. What is it called? Spider tap?
Spider tack, yeah.
He was going to his hat. He was constantly going to his hat that day. Now, Major League Baseball agreed with Girardi. They said there was nothing wrong with what he did. Scherzer even admitted he went to his hat much, much more than he's ever done before. And as far as him jumping out of the dugout, I don't have a problem with that at all. I wish they would do it more.
No. Here's the problem. The umpires have got to make that decision. We can't have the manager, because the reality is the Phillies are not a good team. That's simple reality. All right.
No,
so now he's trying to upset the opposing pitcher and jumpstart his team, who couldn't do a thing. There's such an inconsistent offense. You do it once, fine. I don't care if he's going to his hat. The umpires didn't find anything. All right, they didn't, and they're the ones. The games are already too long. It became a farce.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But the umpires said there was no shenanigans going on, because the umpires had the ability to say, no, you can't check them because it's game.
No, I think that because this week was such a farce, I think the umpires were going to, if any manager says, can you please check him, he's doing this, they'll do it. But Joe Girardi didn't do it. He said before the game, I was standing there when he said it in his pregame news conference, that he's not going to do any of that stuff. It's not for gamesmanship. That's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did. He rubbed his hair.
The umpires disagree with you.
Yeah, well, how did you like the way he used his bullpen, either that game and the next game?
I'm not here to absolve Joe Girardi from all the mistakes he's made. I'm just telling you, there was no problem with him checking that guy.
Yeah, well, I had a problem. I had a problem.
And I want to agree with you on Ben Simmons. I gave up on them last year. They're never, ever, ever going to win with this guy. A point guard that doesn't shoot the ball and can't make free throws. I mean,
not only doesn't shoot it, is afraid to shoot it.
Yeah,
no other player in the NBA that won't take at least a 13-foot shot.
I was disgusted with Brett Brown. I was disgusted with Brett Brown last year because he let it go on and on and on. And
they've been able to Glenn
meet,
Doc
meet the
Rivers.
New boss. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. He's not going to do anything either.
It's terrible. And you know what? He's not. He's dismissive. He's lazy. He won't do what they tell him or they ask him to do with new coaches. He's blown off a couple of shooting coaches.
He's got to go.
He's a drag. He's a drag for a team. And I don't want to hear about all his ability. I don't care how athletic he is. He's got to play the way the game is played nowadays. Number one, he can't be a point guard. And then you put him somewhere else, he just stands in the corner. It's terrible. They can't win with him. So you're done as a fan if he's back next year.
I was done last year. Okay. I was done last year as a fan of this team because of Ben Simmons.
Biggest scandal in sports.
Well, you gave that guy two picks, and he took my Pete Rose pick. But so I'll go with Boston College point shaving scandal. Brought the whole mob down.
You know what? That's kind of interesting. That goes way back, and a lot of people don't remember the point. Well, I'm hesitating saying something, and I'm going to let it go because there's somebody else in that mix. But I'm going to put you in the mix. That goes way back. Goes back to the '60s. So that's really goes back too far for people. But I'm going to put you in the mix, okay, Art? And we're going to get back to the phones, 215-592-9494. And I got more from Chris Sims, more damning comments about Jalen Hurts. We got that coming up too. He just doesn't think he's a good quarterback. I mean, that's really the bottom line. But we got more coming up from Chris Sims. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a busy morning. You know, I don't know, and I hate to give him props, but Jack Fritz had an interesting question. Who got a hand at a better team, Joe Girardi or Glenn Doc Rivers when they won to win a championship? Who was handed? When you think about it, it's pretty accurate. Who lasts longer in Philadelphia, Simmons, Rivers, or Girardi? Yeah. And do you come back as a fan if Ben Simmons is still here next year? Daryl Morey didn't answer the question. I tried to answer it. I was going to play that this morning for you, but I think most people heard it by now. You can go on my Twitter if you want to listen to it. I don't think I have time because I want to get a lot of callers in too. To listen to Daryl Morey tap dance, the pregnant pause after I asked a question, and it's not will Ben Simmons be back, that's a yes or no answer, and he doesn't have to answer that. The chances, so he's got to think about that, and the fact that he thought about it indicates he's got to trade. I mean, forget about all this. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskett. We'll be back. We've got a lot going on this morning. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. 94 WIP. Howard Eskett here. There's so many things going on, and there's still some other really good sports scandals. Kyle and I are thinking about one that could be a winner if you get it. Chris Sims, and I still can't get away from that comment, way too many slam dunk completions that a senior high school quarterback would have made. Yeah, and Joe Girardi, Kyle and I were talking about it during the break. You know, the umpires running their hands through Max Scherzer's hair. Why would you put the spider tack, a foreign substance, in your hair when you sweat, it gets diluted? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen, and it's a joke. I mean, baseball has created a joke, but to allow the managers to just, the umpires are going to check them, to allow the managers to keep on doing it is a farce. And Joe Girardi was an embarrassment to himself, an embarrassment to the Phillies, and an embarrassment to baseball. And then when he managed the bullpen the way he did that game and the next game, it was a joke. It was a joke. Hey, good guys, and we have some good guys in town here, but you got to win. You got to win. Let's go to Norm. Norm, you're on WIP. Who's in Florida? What part of Florida are you in, Norm?
I'm right outside Tampa in Clearwater area.
Gotcha.
How are you, Howard?
I'm great. Never had a bad day in my life.
I hear you. Well, you know, I'm a diehard Philadelphia fan. I lived in Philly all my life. I moved down here about 3 years ago. And what that baseball team did last night just threw me over the top. I mean, you have a pitcher that's pitching the game of his life, and after 99 pitches, you take him out. And, you know, we have a bullpen that, you know, what has our general manager done to our bullpen? I don't see any improvement over last year.
Yeah, he's got no minor leagues, and there was nobody. Mm. He added, Archie Bradley. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's supposed to rebuild this bullpen, you know, all Philadelphia teams. You know, Howard, I look at the teams down here in Tampa, and I look the way they're run, you know, and it's just, you got good organizations, good general managers, and, you know, they spend the money where they need to spend the money.
I'll tell you where John Middleton made the mistake. When he interviewed Matt Klentak, he interviewed Chaim Bloom, who you know is with Tampa. And he was in that interview process from Philadelphia, which really doesn't make any difference, but he was really good. Now he's going to Boston, and he's helped them. They missed the boat by not hiring him. But he's not Tampa's as slick, and he wasn't as I don't know if it's computer savvy. He wasn't as slick as that Ivy League Matt Klentak.
Right.
It's a joke.
And Tampa has one of the best minor league systems in baseball.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah. You know, and it's just even the football team. You know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. Howard has over a 40-year season ticket holder for the Eagles. You know, but I have to look at this football team down here. You have a team that had 22 free agents, and they re-signed every one of their free agents. What's that tell you about the way, you know, the management of teams? You know,
they had a good core because he made some really good draft picks. Who was the and Bruce Arians was on Jason Light, the general manager, to make sure that they drafted. I think it was a wide receiver they drafted. It was really good late in the draft, like fifth round. Really good. You know, that's what you got to do. And the Eagles have to have had a good draft this year, and we'll find out.
Yeah.
That's the way you win. You can sign free agents, but you got to have a core.
They did with their football team. They drafted a quarterback that I think is pretty good. That Kyle Trask was down there in Florida is a pretty good quarterback. You know,
he's got
a good mentor in Brady. You know, so it's just the organizations down here run so much better than up there, and it upsets me because I'm a diehard Philadelphia fan. I lived in Philly all my life. I was a Philly season ticket holder, an Eagle season ticket holder, and I follow the sports. I listen to IP every day, and it's just. I can't take it anymore. This manager, I don't understand.
How about watching those two games last night? I don't know if you.
I did. Yeah. I have stream TV, so I watch every
so
Philly game.
Two of the three hits in the first game were by the pitcher. Two of the three hits in the second game were by a catcher that's only up here from the minor leagues, Marchand, because Knapp is still in like a concussion protocol. I mean, it's a joke.
And he's pitching the game of his life, and you take him out? Okay, you know, it makes no sense.
Okay, so biggest sports scandal?
I say Tim Donaghy.
That is an excellent one. Now, Norm, do you get to Philadelphia enough to use the Bruno Brothers gifts?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Norm, you are in the mix with Tim Donaghy, if people don't remember, an NBA official that – didn't change the outcome of games, but he changed the totals, the over-under totals, by calling fouls. And that's modern day. For that to happen, modern day, is absolutely incredible. And the guys from Philadelphia. Tim Donaghy is a really good one. All right, Norm, hold on, and we'll get your info. All right, let's go to who's next? It's Kevin. Kevin, you're on WIP. Who's in Maryland? We got people from all over the place. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air.
Good morning, Howard. Had a couple of questions, and then I would like to participate in the scandal.
Okay.
First of all, the process was looked at sort of as a fraud in a marketing campaign. But my
question was, it was a fraud. It was a scam artist, a Ponzi scheme, maven, and scam hanky.
Okay, so my question is, do you think they would have had a better spin on the process if they had drafted Tatum?
They weren't going to get Tatum because the Celtics would have never made the trade. If they knew the Sixers wanted Fultz, they would have never made the trade if the Sixers were going to take Tatum. So Tatum's out of the mix. If the Celtics didn't make the trade, they were taking Tatum number one. They weren't going to get him. So, they would have been better, but they were never going to get him. Boston was going to take him. When they made the trade, they knew the Sixers wanted Fultz, and they knew Tatum would go to three. Yep. Okay. So that was great by Danny Ainge. So they weren't going to get him. Here's why they should have never started the process. And I mentioned it earlier in the show. You traded Drew Holiday, who's one of the five best point guards in the league, now on a team that's going to go to the finals. Drew Holiday for Nerlens Noel. Okay. In that same draft, that first year of Scam Hinkie's draft, his first draft, you drafted Michael Carter Williams at 11. Stone cold stiff. Stone cold stiff. I don't know why they drafted. I don't want to hear that he was rookie of the year. It was a horrible year for rookies. But four picks later was Giannis. So if they keep Drew Holiday and they get Giannis at, was like 14 or 15, are they a better team than having, let's say, Simmons and Embiid?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely is right. You didn't need the process. That stupid, ridiculous Ponzi scheme of a getting ping pong balls. It's a joke. And all those Kool-Aid drinking morons that believed in it are idiots.
I also wanted to ask you, Howard, was there a better trade out there saying that they were going to keep Simmons at the deadline instead of getting George Hill?
Well, they could have gotten Kyle Lowry. But I think if they really tried, they could have gotten James Harden. I had a caller tell me he'd rather have Simmons than Harden. What a moron. Dope. Yeah, I'll take that to the level of dope. Now, it's just Daryl Morey he needed to grow a pair at the trade deadline. And to tell me in his post-game news conference that George Hill was a very good contributor. George Hill did nothing. Basically nothing to help this team win a championship. Now, he wasn't the reason. Ben Simmons, there's so many reasons, but no, it didn't work. So what's your biggest sports scandal?
Well, my scandal kind of has a Philadelphia connection, too. I would say going into boxing, Antonio Margarita. And the reason why I say that is, the late, great Nadim Richardson, Bernard Hopkins trainer, is the one that caught that plaster of Paris. But just thinking about the impact of this guy could have killed
someone. Yeah, that's too, it's kind of out there a little bit. It's not bad, but it's not going to win. But I do appreciate your call, and thanks for calling this morning. 215-592-9494. Before we go to the break, Chris Sims, and I have more from him, and because there's so much, I'm going to call it Howard Eskin Podcast Overtime. We're going to play I'm going to play it some of the Jalen Hurts stuff right now. But tomorrow morning at about 11 o'clock, and I'll tweet it out and I'll put it on Facebook, I'm going to post the podcast, all of Chris Sims, tomorrow. He talks about where he thinks the Eagles are going to finish, talks about Wentz, talks about the Giants. We get into a lot of things and more on Jalen Hurts, but that'll be posted on my podcast tomorrow. But let's play more from Chris Sims talking about the issues he had with Jalen Hurts not being in the top 40. Go ahead, Kyle, play it.
It's emotion that doesn't lend itself mm-hmm. to being consistent and accurate and always being able to throw the ball with as much power as probably he can really put on the football. And yeah, it also lends it to the motion lends itself to the ball going all over the place at times. He kind of throws only with his arm. His arm acts kind of a little bit of the independent factor, as I would say.
Interesting.
He doesn't really use the body to throw all the time. And that's where, decisions, missed completions, like I talked about, easy missed completions, interceptions. Hey, when I went back and watched, there's easily another three or four that hit guys in the chest that could have been intercepted. He had the fumbles to go along with it. Yeah. There was a lot of rawness to it still. And I'm not trying to be negative here on Jalen Hurts because there's a lot of good, too. I get that. But I think the raw aspect still just leaves me with too many questions to where that's where I just had him on the outside looking in, behind a Case Keenum and some of those rookies we talked about at the end of the list.
Wow, he just three balls, and I remember one or two of them, but I don't remember three. But he looked at all the tape. It's an interesting because he looks the mechanics, throwing with his arm. Yeah, that's not going to allow you to throw as accurately. And I think that's a little bit of a question that I had. But again, I don't look at as much of it. But there's going to be more for Chris Sims. I'm going to post the whole thing tomorrow on my podcast. Howard Eskin Podcast Overtime, call it, because there's so much good stuff. I could do, if I had 4 hours or 5 hours, we could go on forever, because there's so many other good things to talk about this morning. But I wanted to get a little football in there. And there's been a lot of talk about Chris Sims and not including Jalen Hurts in his top 40 projected quarterbacks for this year. So I wanted to get to that. But we'll get Chris Sims on again, and I want to get deeper into it when there's not as many other things going on, and really, really dig into this thing. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is 939. 94 WIP on a serious note. And if people have family that were in some way involved in that condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida, I wish you the best. I think everybody's praying for you. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable situation. And the fact that they apparently knew that there appeared to be some kind of structural problems and they didn't do anything about it. There's still, I think, 159 people unaccounted for. Four so far are dead. But if anybody has family that in any way is involved, my best and my prayers go out to you, and I'm sure everybody else feels the same way. It's so unbelievably sad. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Charlie. Another day in paradise.
Phillies, we can't manage, we can't hit, we can't field. Our corner infielders are terrible, and we have no minor leagues.
And where's the hope for us? And the bullpen sucks.
And the bullpen sucks, yeah. So what kind of hope do we have?
Other than that, everything's great. Think about it. They have to go 21 games over 500 to win 90 games, and 90's probably going to be what wins the division. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely – they're lucky the Mets aren't hitting right now. Otherwise, they would have lost two. The way they scored the run to win the game in the second game, the third baseman bobbled the ball. Otherwise, the runner's out at home plate. So I don't know if they would have won the game. I don't know if they would have lost, but that run would not have scored there. Terrible.
When Lindor starts hitting, then the Mets will be fine.
Yeah, if he starts hitting this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they got it. They're better. They're getting some players back. They'll be better. So the Phillies are bad. All right, your biggest sports scandal.
Well, this guy was a role model and a hero, Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong is really good. I love these guys that lie about it and lie about it and lie about it until they're finally like, there's another one out there, a baseball player. Right to your face. All right, hold on, Charlie. We'll put you in the mix. Let's go to George. George, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning, George.
Are you headed down to Citizens Bank Park to see Joe DeCamer?
I am not. I wouldn't waste my time because he's a non-athlete. He's so non-athlete. He's such on the minus side of, and he always... I'm telling you, I've never seen a guy, I can't believe he hasn't broken his hand or broken his arm, patting himself on the back about everything. He can't play anything. And he certainly is not going to hit Jack Fritz, who's years away from pitching at the college level. And I hope Fritz drills him. I hope he drills him. It's just because he's not going to get a hit. It is a joke, but no, I'm not going to go down there to see no contact with the baseball. None. None.
Do you think that he's going to pull the same stunt that he did 2 years ago in Florida, where he had a one of those assist dogs run the first base for him?
Yeah, which is a joke. Oh, he has injuries. You know what? Give me a break. It's a joke. He'll complain about his injuries. He'll whine. He's going out there to do it. But he'll have an excuse why he doesn't hit him. And first of all, at Dream Week, when he was down there, talked about how well he hit. He barely hit 100. He sucked. He counted errors as base hits. It's a joke. I'm telling you, the only thing I'd love to see is Jack Fritch drill him in the ribs.
Yeah, I heard you so starting funny. The show off saying that.
That was pretty funny.
But listen, I'm out on the Sixers until they do something.
So you're not going back if Simmons is here?
No. Oh, my God, no. No.
Yeah,
and I watched those two Phillies games last night or yesterday. The first one, you know, we're cruising along. Nola's pitching good. And then we have to, like you said, we got to go into extra innings to lose. And I was kind of shocked. And I thought, well, I'll give it a break. I turned it off for an hour. I turned it back on. I saw it was nothing. I sat and watched the rest of the second game. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I haven't been to a Phillies game in 3.5 years. And
hey, for the afternoon game the other day, they only had 17,000 people. Great weather. You know, I know
they made such a big thing about those two games where they had 38,000 people. And then right after that, it dropped back down. So,
well, because 20,000 of those people were Yankee fans.
Yeah, Yankee fans.
it's so unbelievable. It's a tough time in Philadelphia right now.
Thank God we have sports talk radio for entertainment because there's so many different things you can talk about other than the woes of the sports teams.
The Phillies have almost 0% chance of making the – I shouldn't say zero. I think they have a 5% chance of making the playoffs. They're not – you know what? They're going to be this way for at least a couple of years.
Sure.
And then you just can't go out and get free agents all the time. That's not the way it works. You got to have a development and farm system. And then the Sixers will never win a championship with Ben Simmons. And you've got limited time on how long Embiid can stay healthy for the games that he does stay healthy. It's just Simmons has got to be gone. If Daryl Morey doesn't trade Simmons, he ought to go too. Now, I asked a question earlier. Who do you think lasts longer in this town, Simmons, Rivers, or Girardi?
Well, if some of these owners had some guts, you know, I would think that Girardi might be the last man standing out of the three of them. But,
wow.
Okay. You know, the way the Sixers have been the last 10 years, how can you just put up with a mediocre coach that claims to have had success with a team that was handed to him, like you said earlier?
He's lost more important games than any coach now.
Yeah.
Important games, that means playoffs, than any coach now in the NBA. Hey, George, I know you won last week, but I appreciate you calling again this week. Thanks. People trying to win the $100 gift certificate so they can eat. At least you can be happy with the food and everything you'll get at the Bruno Brothers, and I'm trying to help you with the $100 gift certificate. Let's go to Victor, who's also in Wilmington. Victor, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, first-time caller. Thank you. Listen to you a lot. Just want to make 3 points about what's going on in Philadelphia. I don't know if you ever noticed. I'm 64 years old. I've been in Philadelphia practically all my life. And I've been an avid sports fan as well as an athlete in the city. And I've noticed that in all the franchises that we have in Philadelphia, everybody comes here to get paid, but they don't produce. From basketball, football, to baseball, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to be known as a town where you can come and get paid, get the money, but you don't produce. Also, I just wanted to say that as far as the Sixers, Joel Embiid, I think he's part of the blame of why he's in the way of really them bringing the players here. He has a very large ego. And I don't know if you remember, in the past, he has dissed a lot of top players, Kyrie, et cetera, about coming here. You know, his feelings is that he doesn't need anyone else, that he can do it, and him, the players, he do it on his own. And I think every top franchise that I've seen in basketball, you know, they've had a large say-so of what players come in. They know they need help. They know that's why they're going with the big three now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know, if it's that
and
severe.
Let me just make my last comment about just right quickly about Simmons. Wouldn't you agree that they should have taken Ingram? I've I've been preaching that. No question.
I'm short on time, but there's absolutely no question. Brandon Ingram would have been better for this team. Absolutely 100%.
We wouldn't be having this conversation now about it.
It was a mistake. Victor, do you have the biggest sports scandal?
Oh, wow, the biggest.
Well, that's all right. If you didn't have one, I'm good.
No,
with
I'm
that.
Sorry I didn't have one, sir. I apologize. Okay.
All right, Victor, have a great day. All right, let's see if we can get a couple of sports scandals here. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Love your show. My scandal is with the Olympics coming up, Nancy Kerrigan getting hit with a pipe.
You know what? That's not bad, but I have one that's probably a little bit better. That's actually a good one. That is a good one. But I appreciate your call, Steve. Let's go to Lou. One more person to qualify. Go ahead, Lou.
Paul Hornung, the golden boy from Notre Dame, Heisman Trophy winner, Hall of Famer, him and Alex Karras betting one of the games, which tells the public the games are fixed.
Yeah, it goes back too far. We have one that's better, but I appreciate the call. All right, before we get into the winner, I just want to replay what Chris Sims said earlier about Jalen Hurts and listen to his criticism of Jalen Hurts, one of the criticisms he had. This was Chris Sims earlier on the show.
When you go back and watch some of the throwing and decision-making and all of that, to me, yes, that's just what made – I had to put him on the outside, you know, looking in there. There's way too many slam dunk, easy completions that I would expect a good senior high school quarterback to make that are not made.
Wow. Way too many slam dunks that a senior – completions that should have been made that a senior high school quarterback would have made. Wow. But anyway, I appreciate Chris Sims. I do respect the guy. He obviously has a strong opinion. All right, Kyle, biggest sports scandal. I think we both decided on, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's got to be nobody other than Tim Donaghy.
Tim Donaghy, the NBA official who, you know, changed the outcome, not of the game, but of the point spread and the totals. And now he's, a Major League Wrestling?
He's a pro wrestling referee.
Referee. And he's the heel as the Major League Wrestling referee. And he's from this area. He's from Delaware County. Tim Donaghy is the best. And that was Norm, I believe. So, Norm, you win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruner Brothers. Check everything out at the Bruner Brothers. Their catering, their food, their new store in Wayne where there's a bar there so you can sit and hang out and do all kinds of good things. DeBruno.com. And thanks to everybody. If you missed the show, I'm going to podcast it as I do every week. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to podcast everything from Chris Sims, Howard Eskin podcast Overtime. There were so many things. Talks about Wentz, talks about the Eagles and what he thinks they're going to do this season. There's so much more that he discussed. But he said all I think you needed to say why Jalen Hurts wasn't in the top 40. Glenn and Ray are next. Kyle Quinn was on the other side. All kinds of, the Phillies this afternoon. We'll see how... See if Joe Girardi knows how to manage his bullpen today and if they can actually save a game out of their bullpen. But with DeGrom pitching, I don't know if it'll come down to that. So everybody have a great weekend, really great weekend, and enjoy it and enjoy everything about Philadelphia sports. Well, there's not that much? Well, I can't help you with that. I can only talk about it. All right, Glenn and Ray are next. Again, thanks to Kyle Quinn, WIP Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.